This week, a California judge ruled against the Trump administration adding a question to the 2020 census inquiring about immigration status. Should it be included, there are fears it could result in an inaccurate count. Matt Gillum has more.
The controversial question at the heart of the matter asks, is this person a citizen of the United States? If it were to be included on the 2020 census, it would be the first time immigration status was asked about since 1950. This week's decision in California follows a ruling earlier this year in New York. Both times, courts have deemed the question inappropriate. The California judge says the question violates the Constitution's enumeration clause.
The clause itself talks about the way in which we decide how many representatives there are for each state.
This is Maria Andrade. She's an immigration attorney and the executive director of nonprofit Immigrant Justice Idaho.
In that clause, it uses actual enumeration. It uses terms like numbers and persons and not citizens or legal residents. So it's sort of a foundational premise about how the government will operate.
Andrade says unequivocally inclusion of the status question would suppress participation in the census. Inaccuracies in the count could impact numerous sectors across Idaho.
Everything from disaster planning to investors deciding whether or not the population growth is something that they want to invest in, and organizations even like ours that, you know, relies on data to figure out how to allocate resources.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to hear arguments regarding the immigration status question next month. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.